A group of Springfield High School students have organized the city's first chapter of Massachusetts High School Democrats. It's now one of about 50 chapters across the state. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Shane Dillon, a junior at the Springfield Renaissance School, who is vice chairman of Springfield High School Democrats.
For a very long time, I have felt that there is a disconnect between politics and youth in our city. And in the summer of 2019, I got to intern for Mayor Sarno, and that kind of opened my eyes to Springfield politics a little bit and my concerns over the youth disconnect. So I got in touch with members of the Springfield Democratic Committee later on in 2020, and they helped us form this group with the help of members from the West Springfield High School Democrats. But overall, it was to help bridge the gap between youth and what goes on in our city, because I feel like it's really important that, my generation and other kids my age, it's so important to have us involved because we're going to be leading one day.
How many members do you have?
We went from having about 11 kids between Renaissance and Sabbath, through the other members go to Sabbath. And we've dwindled down a bit since then. So right now I'd say we have about between seven and nine members because the startup was just so difficult because of that disconnect. But right now we have about between seven and nine. We are open to any Springfield High School student, no matter public, private. As long as you're in high school and go in Springfield, you can join.
What are your goals? What do you hope to accomplish with this?
So there are broad goals, and then there are smaller goals. We recently just took part in a lobbying session with Congressman Neal's office for a carbon fee and dividend hearing in for the Chairman Neal to host in Washington. So that is a climate initiative that we were a part of and that we all decided to join in at first. Small-term goals, like I said, just having youth involved, more youth at school committee meetings, more youth at city council hearings, just helping to bridge a divide, even the divide that we see in our city now, just making sure that youth have a seat at the table and that we are groomed into different positions and learning how our city works, how we can make it better. And just standing up for social justice, all of the kids at Springfield is such a diverse city. So making sure that anybody that feels left out has a voice.
I read that the High School Democrats of America, which is an organization that's been around for, I think, about 15 years or so, they recently saw their membership double. And the number of organizations, the number of charters also increased to from around 250 to about 500. Why do you think there's been this surge in activism by people your age?
Well, I think because like me and the other members of Springfield High School Democrats, we are noticing that the divide is not only at city levels, but at state and federal and national levels as well. As far as High School Democrats of America, I think, we strongly were for the Biden-Harris ticket, our group, and so far we believe that the ticket we supported has built on the given us what they promised so far. And I think that youth are realizing that at a certain point we are going to have to take over, and that we need to be keep holding our politicians at every level accountable for helping us do that.